This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. If you're watching or reading the news, everything is about the coronavirus. The spread rate, the death toll, the infection, how to protect yourself, the symptoms, the closures, and all that is going to create a great deal of anxiety. If you go on to social media, that's even worse. And so news about the virus is going to create a sense of panic in us. Living through these times is going to create anxiety. Will I have enough food? What is going to happen tomorrow? Will I be infected? What's going to happen to my family, loved ones? Will I be able to buy enough? Do I have enough money? And simply, for those of us who are staying at home, that in itself creates its own pressure. What to do with this free time in closed quarters? Am I hopeful or hopeless? For all of that, we need something to balance all these negative emotions, and we need something to restore in us hope. And the fact that the only thing that can do this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can see that even within all of this, there's benefit in it. There is benefit in it. Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful with us. Even with everything that is happening, He is merciful with us. Because that virus could have been far deadlier than it is right now. But alhamdulillah, it's not. And alhamdulillah that the recovery rate is high. It does not kill as many people. Alhamdulillah for that. And this thing is going to pass. But for us to believe this and have peace of mind, we have to balance all this negative coverage. And it's important to be educated, it's important to be informed, but you don't need to be on it 24/7. You need to detach yourself from the news cycle and from social media as well, and retreat into the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will help you understand that this is not the end of the world. This is not the end of the world as we know it. And that no matter what happens, happens by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. So, if we spend more time reading the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, it will bring into our hearts a great sense of comfort and serenity. Where we will know, we're not going to panic, we will know that, yes, I see what's happening around me, but Allah Azza wa Jal is with me and Allah is behind everything. If something happens, happens by the will of Allah. And if I need to be protected from it, Allah is the one who is going to protect me. And if something is lacking, I'm missing this and I'm missing that, before I panic, let me ask Allah for it. Ya Allah, give me this and give me that. Ya Allah, help me through this and through that. Help me and my family, help me and my community, help me and my society through this and through that. And when you ask Allah Azza wa Jal, you know that you are in the hands of the Most Merciful, so you don't need to worry as much. You don't need to worry at all. So to be able to cope with all of this, even a sense of loneliness, a feeling of isolation, to be able to cope all of this with all of it, the first thing that we need to do is come closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, which is, by the way, is another way of alleviating the extension or the life of this ordeal. That is, the faster that we come back to Allah Azza wa Jal, the easier this will be on us and on humanity in general. It will be shorter and less severe by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. So coming back to Allah, and I would recommend for myself and for you to read more from the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, to read more and understand it, and read more and reflect on what you're reading and relate it to what's happening. You just remember that if we are panicking now, how would we panic on the Day of Judgment? And this should drive home the point that whatever Allah had talked about in the Quran is true. We're just lacking few things now. And we're finding that the world around us does not feel like the same world that we have experienced so far. So what about when we're closer to death, like actual death, not just afraid of it, but actual death? How about when we arise from our death to meet Allah Azza wa Jal and to meet what we have done? So when you compare or relate what we're going through to what Allah had talked about in the Quran, it will become real. And the words of Allah will give you comfort. And the words of Allah will give you assurance in a world that lacks that assurance. And you look for it, and you'll find it with Allah Azza wa Jal. So reading the Quran. Second is dua. And dhikr of Allah, especially asking Allah to forgive us. Especially asking Allah to forgive us. And whenever you find yourself weak and weaker, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله, there is no power and might except with Allah. So that Allah will be your helper. So remember this. Istighfar and asking Allah Azza wa Jal for help, and لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And if we cannot go to the masjids for Jum'ah and for Jama'ah, we can pray at home. And we can pray Jama'ah at home. So take advantage of this. Collect and bring your wife, your children, bring them together and pray Jama'ah. So that Allah Azza wa Jal would be happy with us again and will allow us to pray in His house, in the masjids of Allah. That was a privilege, that was a ni'mah that a lot of us did not appreciate. And now we cannot even go there. So maybe if we ask Allah to forgive us and we start praying at home in congregation, in jama'ah with our family members, maybe Allah Azza wa Jal will allow us again to pray in His house. And if you are with Allah Azza wa Jal, you're not alone. And if you're feel this pressure on you, ask Allah Azza wa Jal for relief. Ask Allah for relief so that you don't feel alone, you don't feel trapped. And be very, very hopeful. Be very, very hopeful that this thing is going to pass by the will of Allah. It's moments of hardship, but it's going to go away by the will of Allah. And if the worst is going to happen to you and me, and we are going to die in it, and that's very unlikely, but if that happens, then it is shahada, it is martyrdom. If we are patient, this is martyrdom. And so that is wonderful. If Allah chooses you, and you are patient, meaning you choose to be patient, after Allah's selection of you, you become a martyr. And that's better than any worldly life. And if not, and you continue to live after, then this experience will take away much of your sins, bi-idhnillah, by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And hopefully we will learn something from it, so that we become better Muslims and better human beings afterwards. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Rabbil Alameen, to make it easy on all of us, to alleviate any hardship that we are going through, to teach us lessons from this affliction, so that we are even closer to Allah after it than we were before. We ask Allah to make it easy on us, our children, our spouses, our families, the elderly, the sick, to make it easy on everybody. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make us of those who reflect and take advantage of this time, so that if they have free time, they spend it in ways that are pleasing to Allah. To make us of those who are causes for the lifting of that ordeal. That is our piety. Allah makes us pious enough, and that our piety becomes part of the reason why Allah takes this virus away and restores health and peace to this earth. It's an incredible scene. It is absolutely an incredible scene. We have not seen anything like this ever, I think. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His mercy. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal for His support. We ask Allah for His rahmah to descend upon us and to help us, because we are weak. and we admit before Him that we are weak and we surrender to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Help us, because we cannot help ourselves if You do not help us. Help us be the best people that we can during these times. And help us be the best people that we can after these difficult times come to pass. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us. Ameen. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك الحمد لله رب العالمين.